I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com, wasatchcredit.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
90s, not just today, but for the next 4 days, and then we get to the 70s for the weekend. We'll find out what's going on there. 66 downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
We are following a developing story this morning on Utah's Morning News. Amazon looking to hire thousands of new workers across the country, including here in Utah.
They say they need to meet demand as we shop from home. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Amazon expects a huge holiday shipping season after all this surge in lockdown shopping, and they need more help, so they're hiring 100,000 new full and part-time jobs across the U.S. and Canada, and that means 1,500 job openings in Utah at the fulfillment centers here. These jobs include packing customer orders, shipping, and logistics. The company is also pointing out their $15 an hour starting wage and signing bonuses. Amazon also opening 100 new operations buildings this month to meet demand. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We'll have more on the Amazon hiring story coming up at 7:15 when we speak with Nate McDonald from the Utah Department of Workforce Services.
It's been almost a week since the big windstorm, and there are homes that are still without power. Rocky Mountain Power says a little more than 4,600 customers in northern Utah are still without electricity this morning. The majority are in Salt Lake County.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Salt Lake City School District will try yet again to start the new school year today. They're almost a month behind some of the other school districts in the state. Classes were supposed to begin last Tuesday with remote learning only, but the windstorm caused a delay to Thursday when classes were again postponed because there were still too many power outages.
We're watching two new fires that started over the weekend. One burned about 15 acres on Stansbury Island. The other is burning southwest of Santaquin.
Spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom at the Goshen Fire says they are lucky that the weather, and more particularly the winds, pushed up and away for major structures and homes.
There are no evacuations at this time.
That despite reports that some had been ordered for a nearby subdivision. Thankfully, none were needed. She says it is believed to be human-caused, and the investigation continues this morning. Sunday night, crews from the William Fire were added to help the Goshen Fire that had by then spread to about 200 acres. Nobody was hurt. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We're looking at temperatures in the 90s for the first half of the week, but how about 70s just in time for your weekend?
Of course, this time of year with the shorter days, things cool more quickly into the evening hours and the mornings as well. It'll just be those afternoons that'll be hot, around 90 again today, all the way through Thursday. Not quite as hot Friday, and then it looks like it really cools down again for the weekend.
In addition to the cooler temperatures, Grant says we could see some showers on Saturday.
The wildfire death toll climbs over the weekend. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the death toll we're hearing this morning is 35 in western wildfires that burned millions of acres, destroyed hundreds of homes in West Coast states. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon tells ABC News.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke.
red flag warnings for hot, dry winds are posted across the region today. Tropical Storm Sally forecast to be a hurricane today and is heading for a Tuesday landfall, maybe tonight, somewhere from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana. President Trump held a packed indoor rally just outside Las Vegas Sunday in defiance of city and state emergency orders.
We will very easily defeat the China virus. That's what's happening. And we're already making that turn.
On the podium, the people there wore masks, but few in the audience did. Governor Steve Sisolak called the rally reckless and selfish. And the U.S. ambassador to China is leaving at the end of this month. Tony Branstad did not make a public reason for stepping down after 3 years, which included a tariff war and trade agreement with Beijing. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The search continues this morning for the gunman who shot and wounded two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies in an apparent ambush. A $100,000 reward has been offered for information leading to an arrest. Nearby surveillance video shows the gunman walking right up to the patrol car, opening fire, and then running away. The deputies both underwent surgery yesterday and remain in critical condition.
There is a new frontrunner to buy TikTok.
The owner of TikTok has chosen Oracle over Microsoft as its preferred buyer for the popular video sharing app. Microsoft announced Sunday night its bid to buy TikTok was rejected, clearing the way for Oracle. The choice comes a week before President Trump's deadline to ban TikTok in the U.S. over privacy and national security concerns due to its Chinese ownership. TikTok denies any national security risk and is suing to stop the administration from implementing a ban. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Got a pretty, it looked like a really bad crash as far as three lanes blocked and only one lane open and the HOV lane. But now it looks like crews have allowed all the lanes to be open. They've thrown something down over whatever spilled on the freeway. But traffic backed up all the way from just after 5300 South Murray all the way to 33rd South in South Salt Lake. So think about using the east or west belt as an alternate route for now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now, 7:06.
Salt Lake City will have a brand new airport tomorrow morning when a new terminal and the first new concourse open for business.
The industry has changed a lot since the multi-billion dollar project began. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene at the airport with more. John?
Yeah, Tim, tomorrow will be a historic day at Salt Lake City International Airport as it's set to replace Denver's International Airport, built in 1995, as the U.S.'s newest large hub airport built from scratch. Now, it cost about $4.1 billion to build from scratch, but Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says soon it'll pay for itself.
This project has an estimated economic multiplier impact of $5.5 billion. That means that every dollar spent building this terminal will have an even greater impact as it spreads throughout our economy.
Some of the numbers to highlight, there's 7 miles of a baggage system, 32 moving walkways, 70 passenger gates, and over 76,000 square feet of concession space. It should also be noted that of the $4.1 billion price tag, zero local tax dollars were spent. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A mother says she and her 2-year-old son were kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight in Florida because her 2-year-old was eating without a mask. She says she tried to keep the toddler's face covering on.
I was asked to leave the plane, accompanied by the manager, the supervisor, the flight attendants, and the pilot.
She says the plane actually returned to the gate in Fort Myers, and she was escorted off. In a statement, Southwest says they are investigating what happened and will reach out to the mother.
Planning begins today on the Point development, which will replace the prison out in Draper. But what will it look like? Here's KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Right now, state leaders envision a carless 700-acre property, home to high-tech jobs, a world-class research facility, and lots of open space. Something Utah Representative Lowry Snow tells the Deseret News is a better return on investment than just selling the land to developers.
When you turn this over to private development, because for developers, the bottom line is so focused on profit margin that they don't have the same freedom, you might say, to work on some of those other issues.
But critics wonder whether going completely carless is realistic and whether we'll have enough money to fund all the green infrastructure. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Urban Indian Center of Salt Lake and Utah Navajo Health System are gathering wood for Native American elders in Utah. Organizer Mo Smith says many rural tribal communities depend on wood stoves to cook and heat their homes.
That might seem like a foreign concept to people here in the urban area, but once you travel to the rural America and our tribal communities, it's still a way of life.
They're accepting wood through Wednesday from 9 to 5 at Urban Indian Center and Esther's Garden. They ask you to clean off the branches and cut it to no less than 5 feet.
What a great idea. Instead of just sending it out to the landfill. 709, let's see how things are doing on the roads out there. We've had our problems already this morning. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. It does look like, Andy, even though they've opened up those lanes, so we got a lot of gawking going on out there right now.
Well, that, and it looks like maybe some fuel or something spilled into the road, and so they've thrown down, I don't know, kitty litter, whatever it is they use over it. So that's what people are still coming to a stop for near 33rd South. All the emergency vehicles are over to the right and blocking the right lane of the 33rd South on-ramp to North 15. The backups, though, go to 53rd South. So if you're coming up through the valley and you still have the opportunity, take I-215 to the east or west side belt and come back and join I-15 near I-80 and 21st South. You won't see any delay. Eric?
Vehicles and congestion now on University Parkway for westbound traffic from State Street over to the south end of Utah Valley University. I-15 continues to look good in Utah County, northbound from Provost University Avenue to Point of the Mountain. That's your normal 20-minute drive time. Heather, excuse me, Jason.
Yeah, no problem. And it's looking good still southbound I-15 from Ogden all the way down to Salt Lake City. A little crowding right now at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, but that's the only other trouble that we're seeing. No other incidents or accidents on any of your highways or side streets. Any hour services, licensed electricians, plumbers, and certified HVAC technicians taking extra precautions as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Cool this morning. 65 will be the temperature at 7 a.m. 85 degrees at noon with a lot of sunshine. 92 getting pretty hot out there at 4 o'clock. And then 87 degrees at 7 p.m. More clear skies. Here's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Just before sunrise this morning, warming up a little, 67 downtown.
More on Amazon's bringing thousands of jobs to Utah just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Well, the show must go on, even during a pandemic. The 55th Academy of Country Music Awards takes place Wednesday night in Nashville, hosted by reigning Entertainer of the Year, Keith Urban.
I'm glad it's going ahead. I'm glad the ACMs are doing it. You know, we've never done it in Nashville. We've never done it without an audience. We've never done it in September. So there's so many firsts.
It was originally scheduled for April in Las Vegas.
Plenty of excitement and some heartbreak in week one of the NFL yesterday. The Cincinnati Bengals had the chance to tie the LA Chargers near the end. All they needed was a 31-yard field goal.
1 yard field goal try by Bullock to tie it. Oh, he missed! He missed! Oh, and he may have pulled a hamstring or a...
Oh, Randy Bullock suffered an apparent leg injury during the final kick, which sailed wide right. Elsewhere, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, which they said was the matchup of the two oldest quarterbacks in NFL history.
Yeah.
That was a game that featured the oldest pair, of quarterbacks. Cam Newton won his first game with the Patriots, and the LA Rams opened SoFi Stadium by knocking off the Cowboys.
And in case you missed the news over the weekend, the BYU Cougars will not have a football game this week. Their game against Army set for Saturday has been postponed because of a number of positive COVID-19 cases within the BYU program. Meanwhile, the Cougars joined the Associated Press Top 25 College Football poll this week. They came in at number 21.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Disney's Mulan was released in movie theaters in China over the weekend, and so far it's made a lackluster $23 million. The movie has been surrounded in controversy in Asia after the leading actress voiced support for Hong Kong police over pro-democracy protesters.
Cinnabon launching a line of frozen breakfast products. They include cinnamon rolls, sausage bites, and a sausage and egg sandwich. The line will first show up at Walmart stores before expanding to other grocery chains later this fall.
Have a lot of spare cash and want a unique supercar? A carbon fiber Shelby GT500 CR Mustang concept car has now officially gone into production. Only 25 will be made per year, and it comes with a starting price of $298,000.
Dave and Dujanovic.
As we wait for the release of body cam video of an officer-involved shooting of a 13-year-old boy in Salt Lake City, Dave and I go in-depth today at 10:05. The Salt Lake County District Attorney joins us live to give us insight on the investigation, and also a legal expert joins us as well to talk about when police can shoot a suspect who's running away. Join us today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Amazon announces it's hiring for 1,500 new full and part-time jobs in Salt Lake County at their fulfillment centers. They say they got to meet the demand in lockdown shopping. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power still reports more than 4,600 outages this morning, almost 1 week after a powerful windstorm.
Third, let's see how that problem on northbound is doing out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
And traffic backed up northbound from 53rd to 33rd South, although now it looks like traffic's going a little bit quicker through where the fuel had spilled onto the roadway. The crash is still on the right shoulder at the 33rd on-ramp. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today and high temperatures around 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 67 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Gulf Coast is preparing for another hurricane. That's what Tropical Storm Sally could be by the time it makes landfall later this week. James Blackman, who lives in Gulfport, Mississippi, isn't wasting any time.
I figured I'd go and get started now because I was watching the news last night and this morning, so I figured I'd go and jump down here now before the kids wake up. For a lot of people get down here.
ABC News meteorologist Rob Marciano says the storm's slow speed is reason for worry.
This storm taking a similar path as Hurricane Katrina 15 years ago. New Orleans expected to take up to 20 inches of rain and a life-threatening 11-foot storm surge. The city's levees will be tested.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Paulette, which is now over Bermuda, and also on the recently formed Tropical Storm Teddy. President Trump is heading to Northern California today for an update on the wildfires burning in 10 western states. ABC's Will Carr is there.
The flames comes at toxic smoke that's blanketed the West Coast, smothering several major cities, blocking out the sun and posing serious health risks for millions of people. In San Francisco, residents are urged to stay inside. The air quality in Portland, the worst in the world.
The death toll is now at least 27, with dozens still missing. Students at Temple University are pivoting to online learning with a rapidly growing cluster of COVID-19 cases. ABC Steve Osunsami says college campuses are the new hotspots for the virus.
Concerns over the spread of the coronavirus are putting college football games on pause. The BU Army game and Virginia Tech's season opener against Virginia, both scheduled for next Saturday, are now postponed. The risk of playing those games are underlined by the death of 20-year-old Jermaine Stevens, a defensive lineman at the California University of Pennsylvania.
Johns Hopkins University says there are now at least 6.5 million COVID cases in the U.S. You're listening to ABC News.
We continue to follow a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Amazon announced this morning they're looking to fill 100,000 positions nationally, including 1,500 here in Utah.
How will this help our pandemic recovery? Nate McDonald is spokesman for the Utah Department of Workforce Services and joins us live on the KSL Newsline. What kind of jobs will these be, Nate?
Well, there's a variety of jobs that Amazon has posted, but what we're seeing is that companies like Amazon, distribution, retail, trade, they're companies that have definitely profited and gained as a result of pandemic, meaning that their jobs have people, they're not traveling, they're not, they're not going out and eating as much, but they're shopping still, they're still spending, and so they're going to places like Amazon. And Amazon has definitely needed more employees, needed more work. And so these are opportunities for people. It may not be in the industry that they've worked, but it's a job and an opportunity for them, especially if their unemployment is about to exhaust. This is a great place, a great opportunity for them to consider.
It does sound like these, for the most part, are going to be in a fulfillment center, which usually means on the phone or online. But boy, there is a beautiful big distribution center going on or being built right now out by us in West Jordan that I'm sure is going to bring even more jobs. And these are pretty good paying jobs, too.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, there are some industries that aren't bouncing back, and they're struggling still. And so this is a place where there is an industry that is doing quite well, such as warehouse and distribution type center work, that if your industry that you've been working in isn't bouncing back and your previous employer hasn't been able to bring you back, this is definitely something for you to consider, even if it's temporary or just for a short time, or it could end up being a long-term opportunity. It's something that we encourage people to take a look at.
Where are the locations? Yeah, Tim and I are in West Jordan, and we are near that one that they're building. But where are the locations for these Amazon jobs?
Amanda, I'm going to admit, I don't have the exact location.
Okay, that's okay. I was just wondering if any of them were online, you know, so that people in rural Utah could take advantage of them. But that's okay. We can always research that, Nate.
No problem. But, you know, that thing is whether it's, Amazon, they have a lot of jobs posted on their website. And there's also a number of different jobs that are posted on jobs.utah.gov that are similar to this as well in other companies and industries. And we also have the opportunity for people to click on for teleworking jobs. And so people who are in rural Utah, you can search by teleworking jobs on job. And so that's another way to definitely look for those ones that are teleworking.
All right, Nate, always great to catch up with you. That's 1,500 jobs coming with Amazon, part-time and full-time, we understand, starting at $15 an hour, and they even have signing bonuses. You may want to check that out. Nate, of course, spokesman for the Utah Department of Workforce Services, joining us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time is 7:19. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, a little bit of good news and bad news on I-15. The good news is all lanes have been open now for a little while for those of you heading towards downtown. But the bad news, the crash at 33rd South has caused a ripple effect in traffic that's got you backed up pretty solid from 53rd to 45th South. And then you'll stay just under the speed limit the rest of the way up towards 33rd. There is a second either crash or traffic stop on the right shoulder right after the 4500 South on-ramp, which isn't helping things in the South Salt Lake area. Eric?
Heading north on the 215 East Belt, no problems from Cottonwood Heights up to Foothill Drive. Foothill looks good going up to the University area. If you're on I-80 out into the mountains, that's in good shape going out to Park City, but coming in from US 40 into the center of Park City, you have your usual slowdowns running by Park City High School. Jason?
And typical travel time with speed, southbound I-15 from Ogdentown into Salt Lake City. You're going to be running at 70-plus miles an hour through that entire stretch there. No trouble right now. Legacy 89, the west side belt is moving along, and all that crowding we had at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, that's gone now as well. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment, forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers. They can service them all at Diamond Rental near you. I'm Jason Jones from the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a quick look at that 7 day.
Heating up here for the first part of this week, 92 the high today and lots of sun. Tomorrow, sunny and 90 degrees, and then 90 on Wednesday, also lots of sunshine. And then Thursday, 91 and mostly sunny, 88. Friday, lots of sun. Tones down for the weekend, though. Clouds on Saturday, 73. Slim chance of showers. And then 72, partly cloudy on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
67 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time is 7:21.
It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview and the body cam footage of the police shooting of a 13-year-old boy is expected to be released this week, and Debbie is here to talk about that. That's going to be so hard, Debbie.
We still don't have a lot of details about what happened in the shooting of this 13-year-old boy in Salt Lake City. It was a week ago Friday that this happened. We had the chief of police on the air with us live on the David Dujanovic show for the Salt Lake City Police Department on Thursday. Today, we're taking an even deeper dive, asking questions of the Salt Lake County District Attorney, who will call into the show at 10:05. Dave and I really want to know what goes on behind the scenes as officers are being investigated after they pull the trigger. DA Sim Gill will join us to discuss that. We're also going to have former federal judge Paul Cassell on the line with us. One of the allegations is that this little boy was running away. And Dave was really curious to know from Judge Paul Cassell, when officers are legally justified in shooting somebody who's running away from them. So we're going to have him. He's calling in the show as well in the 10 o'clock hour.
All right. We'll look forward to it as we always do. Dave and Dujanovic coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Monday through Thursday on KSL News Radio.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have two absolute priorities. First, to keep ourselves safe, along with our friends, neighbors, and loved ones. Second, to support an environment where the economy can remain viable. To promote these priorities while cherishing our right to self-determination, the Salt Lake Chamber and Utah Department of Health have partnered with organizations throughout Utah to launch Stay Safe to Stay Open. It's a simple but powerful campaign that allows businesses to let their customers know that they have pledged to follow seven important guidelines to protect employees and the public. These businesses have pledged to conduct temperature checks before work and stay home when sick. Wash hands frequently and avoid touching the face and eyes. Practice social distancing, including wearing face coverings in close common areas. Learn about high-risk groups and help protect them. Cover the mouth when coughing or sneezing. Clean high-touch surfaces frequently and follow public health guidance as updated. To learn more about the pledge in which businesses are participating, please go to stayopenutah.com. You will find a searchable database of restaurants, stores, and other businesses you can trust to have a safe environment. Those businesses can also be clearly identified by colorful Stay Safe to Stay Open signage. Working together, we can get through the coronavirus, and it all begins at stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
With COVID-19, a lot of things in your life have been put on hold, but your business with the courts in Utah no longer has to wait. Utah's courts are providing many important services by phone and email during the COVID pandemic. From hearing information, making payments, requesting protective orders, and filing documents in most cases can be done by phone or email. If you need help from the courts, let the courts come to you. Go to utcourts.gov for more information. That's utcourts.gov.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars. Cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
The NFL showcases a new pair of stadiums, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, despite the pandemic shutdown, the NFL opening two brand new stadiums this season with a total cost of nearly $7 billion combined. Rams quarterback Jared Goff says SoFi Stadium and says of its wraparound video screen and wraparound executive suites.
The entertainment value of this place is off the hook.
Oh, and it has a 6,000-seat arena, too. Las Vegas Raiders open Allegiant Stadium a week from tonight. Tim will be there, of course, as the voice of the stadium. Both teams are in need of new facilities. The Raiders move from a 53-year-old Coliseum in Oakland. The Rams coming from a 98-year-old Coliseum in L.A. And by the way, the Raiders' new park is actually in the town of Paradise, and the Rams are now in Inglewood. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Just time to take a quick look at the numbers. So right before the opening bell, the Dow futures up 224, that's 0.8%. S&P futures up 39.4, and the NASDAQ futures up 163.
Give us a minute, we'll see if that situation northbound I-15 is improving at all when we come back.
It's a good time of year to take a look at your house and think, man, we could do with some cleaning around here, especially after we've been doing a lot of cleaning up outside. The carpets get awfully dirty. And Tim and I can recommend Zero Res with our whole hearts because we've used Zero Res in our homes. I've been using Zero Res for coming up on 20 years, it seems. And when they come into the house, they do such a great job. They are so friendly. And when they leave, not just the carpets, but the whole house feels cleaner.
Well, and here's the bottom line. They're going to clean better than anybody else can do it. No soaps, no shampoos, no harsh chemicals. It's a green cleaning that cleans better than all of the other methods, and it means that your carpets, well, several things. They're going to dry faster, they're going to stay clean longer, and that means that your carpet is going to last longer in your home, too.
And, of course, the technicians who are there, these guys, they respect your space. They respect the space. They use their protective gear, and they keep socially distanced. So when they're there, you'll feel very safe, and you'll get a terrific job done.
All right, here's the other reason to call them right now. $33 per room for the first three rooms. You can add a fourth room cleaned absolutely free. Just mentioned that you heard it here with Tim and Amanda. 801-288-9376. You can spell it out this way, 288-ZERO.
What a great thing to get done on a Monday. I'm going to check that off my list. Or look online, Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
729 means triple team traffic again, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. We just can't kick this slowdown northbound I-15, Andy.
No, but that's because there's a crash. People are taking a look at it. There's still a little bit of whatever dust stuff in the road where they covered up some liquid that spilled. And so traffic's still a bit sluggish between 39th and 33rd South. But the backups we had in Murray, 45th, 53rd South, those are now completely clear. Bangor Highway starting to slow down, though, a bit in West Jordan near 6200 South in the construction. Eric?
I-15 looks good in Utah. County normal travel times throughout on I-15, 22 minutes from Springville to Point of the Mountain, even through that construction area in Lehigh. We're not seeing any slowdowns. Timpanogos Highway looks good heading over to the freeway. That's the north part of the county, south part of the county. Highway 6 looks good in Spanish Fork going over to I-15. Jason.
And likewise, everything all clear up north. No trouble southbound side of I-15 as you travel from Ogden to Salt Lake City. That accident we had westbound on 84, that one's been clear for a little bit now, so you don't have to worry about that either. Legacy is rolling right along at regular speeds. No problems west side belt or 89. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look now at those temperatures for today. And back over to you, Grant.
Well, we definitely have our summer weather back, right, as we started to warm up over the weekend. Certainly compared to earlier last week, 92 the high and lots of sunshine. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and 90 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 67 degrees.
Some delays, I-15 in South Salt Lake from a crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the wait is almost over. A new Salt Lake City airport will open tomorrow with a brand new terminal and the first concourse.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on the big change for travelers. John?
Yeah, Mandy, after 6 years of construction and about two decades of planning, the Salt Lake City International Airport is about to open its brand new $4.1 billion facility tomorrow, starting with that massive new terminal and its first concourse. Bill Wyatt, executive director of the Salt Lake City International Airport, says they always knew it would be a mad dash to meet tomorrow's deadline for opening.
September 15th, that's when we're opening. There may be a few guys running around with light bulbs and screwdrivers, but we're going to be open on the 15th.
Officials say the coronavirus pandemic has actually provided a silver lining for them in some regards. Instead of having to operate both the new and old airport as previously planned, the lower demand for air travel will allow all operations to move into the new facility by the end of October and also pave the way for demolition of the old airport to begin sooner. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The current outage report from Rocky Mountain Power shows that about 4,700 customers still don't have power after last week's windstorm. The power company says they expect to make a lot of progress today, but some outages could last into Wednesday, which would mean more than a week without power.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Today is the first day of classes in the Salt Lake City School District again.
It's been delayed because of the pandemic, a storm, and power outages. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary.
Tim, and yeah, we'll see if parents still try to take a first day of school picture to post online. Salt Lake students are now 3 weeks behind the other major school districts in the Valley. The Salt Lake School Board voted to start late already, get that 2 weeks to get prepared, but then that windstorm and power outages last week caused another delay. The district is the only one in the state doing remote learning only, so when homes lost power and internet, it was impossible to log on. Today, some students will begin with video classes, others will have assignments to work on. Live near E. Richards, KSL News Radio.
An update this morning on two fires that started over the weekend. One of those fires is on Stansbury Island, and the other is in Utah County.
The Goshen Fire spread on Sunday southwest of Santaquin in fairly close proximity to the William Fire. Spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom at the Goshen Fire says they are lucky that the weather and more particularly the winds helped protect nearby structures and no evacuations had to happen.
The fire is burning mostly southwest away from Santaquin and the communities.
The Goshen Fire, believed to be human-caused, a new start was issued Sunday evening on Stansbury Island. Authorities say that one initially over less than 15 acres and the cause is unknown. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a drone forced firefighters to stop air attacks on a fire near Pleasant Grove. Evacuations have been lifted, but officials are still asking people to stay away from both Grove Creek and Battle Creek Canyons in order for emergency traffic to get through. At last report, the fire had burned 188 acres and is 20% contained. The cause is still unknown.
Okay, so weather with Grant Wayman. Most of the week will be a little warmer than normal, but we're looking at some cooler temperatures by the weekend.
We went from like way below the average last week to now above average temperatures again. We hit 90 yesterday, and we're going to be on this plane of pretty warm days ahead here for the next four, with temperatures all right around 90 degrees.
Grant says right now, as the days start to shorten, we're cooling off faster, so our overnight lows will be in the lower 60s for the work week.
Unfortunately, weather is not expected to help firefighters on the West Coast today. Let's get our top national stories with Sean Michael Lyle back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, that's right, Tim. The toll now stands at 35 killed by Western wildfires, with red flag warnings up all along the West Coast today. This mayor sifted through the remains of his small town in the mountains of Oregon.
I can't blame anybody because this thing just came like a freight train.
President Trump is touring fire damage and meets with emergency managers in the Sacramento area today. Sally set to become a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico before making landfall sometime tonight or tomorrow. This man is in Biloxi, Mississippi.
We're concerned with it, very concerned about how high the water is going to be. They're saying, what, 7 to 11 feet.
Biloxi is in the center of the forecast cone. Two Los Angeles County deputies ambushed yesterday as they sat in their cruiser.
They were both critically injured, multiple gunshot wounds.
The sheriff fears rising anti-law enforcement sentiment may be the motive. A $100,000 reward offered to find that shooter. And the CEO of Pfizer says their coronavirus vaccine could be available to Americans before the end of the year. Albert Bourla says they should know if it's safe and effective by the end of October, then would await FDA approval. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the future of the old state prison site in Draper.
And triple team traffic.
I-15 are looking a lot better, a little bit delayed near 33rd South still on the I-15. And then watch for some police activity northbound on State Street going through Murray right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 7:36.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. You know me from the Management Minute. If your small business has been hit hard by the COVID crisis, then please listen carefully. A grant from Learn and Work allows us to offer 60 owners and managers a fantastic turnaround opportunity at USU. This free, yes, I said free, 12-week, 4-hour-a-week online workshop will give you full access to some of the best business executives, entrepreneurs, and professors Utah has to offer. You'll receive free consulting on website development, social media, sales, marketing, customer relations, and other functions. Is this the help you've been looking for? Go to growingutah.org to apply. Space is going fast, so you'll need to apply quickly. That's growingutah.org. Any small business is eligible. Go to growingutah.org today. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Watching Utah's Money just after the opening bell on Wall Street. Let's see how we're doing so far. The Dow still up 180 points this hour. The S&P is up about 32. The NASDAQ up 144. They say it's because of some positive news about vaccines. We'll have more coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News.
The prison in Draper will be turned into a green development with no cars and lots of open space. Port of the Mountain State Land Authority Executive Director Alan Matheson tells the Deseret News they want to attract tech jobs.
Our children are going to be able to have world-class careers right here in Utah. It'll keep families together. If we develop this right, we think we can set a standard of development that others can follow in our state.
But critics say the development called The Point might make traffic worse, especially if we can't pay for the trains and infrastructure it needs.
A South Florida city is moving to overturn a ban on saggy pants.
After 13 years, Opa-locka, Florida has moved to repeal a ban on saggy pants or bottoms that show your underwear. The city commission voting 4-1 to repeal the measure and a 2013 ordinance that clarified women could also receive citations for exposed undergarments. When the ordinance first passed, the ACLU of Florida said the rule would disproportionately affect black youth and called it a waste of public resources. That repeal still has to be approved in another commission meeting to become official. Lionel Moyes, ABC News, Miami.
KSL News Time is 7:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
And there's a high-speed chase going on right now. It's on Redwood Road near 6200 South at this point. So be careful. Traffic, it's going southbound on Redwood, and they may just be turning onto 6200 here shortly. So please be careful. A lot of police in pursuit. We do have I-15 slowdowns as well, northbound, right about the 33rd South exit. The crash in the cleanup stages, but you still have to move to the left to get by the vehicles, emergency vehicles, at the top of the 33rd on-ramp. The main flow, if you stay to the far left, you should be able to go from Murray to downtown without having to slow down. Eric?
Over on the 215 eastbound, looks good if you're heading north up to I-80 or Foothill Drive. Foothill Drive, starting to see some congestion at some of the stoplights going up to the university area. I-15 Utah County, that's in great shape right now. Normal travel times throughout Utah County. Jason?
Just a spot of busyness now, south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Otherwise, southbound on I-15 remains clear as you travel through Weber and Davis counties. No trouble late in Kaysville. You're going to be sliding right through those two areas there. And no problems on the rest of the highways or side streets up north. Great Theater will return to Salt Lake City in 2021. Discover your ticket to feel at pioneertheater.org/ticket-to-feel. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman's back with the KSL weather pattern, brought to you this morning by Superior Water and Air.
Weather pattern showing a big high pressure, keeping things pretty warm here for the next, say, 4 days or so. Yeah, hot temperatures near 90. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Starting to warm up, and here comes that sunshine. It's 68 downtown.
Coming up, this is such helpful information. How to know for sure that you're registered to vote. How to check that information, and if you're not, how to get registered, and how long, what the deadline is for that. Good information just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay there at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for starting your morning with us on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Well, our friends at Utah Community Credit Union are doing something really fun, aren't they?
They are. It's a film contest. It's the Be Money Smart Short Film Competition, and it's a chance for you and your family to win $1,000 plus donate $1,000 to a favorite charity. They're going to do that for five people, so it's $10,000 total.
Yeah, $10,000 up for grabs. A couple of things you need to know going in. Anyone under the age of 18 or still attending high school is eligible to enter the 2020 Be Money Smart Short Film Competition. Has to be a G rating, I guess we should say that. And other than that, they're telling you just about anything you want to come up with. Be as creative as you'd like, have some fun, and make the movie. Take a shot at getting $1,000 for you and $1,000 for the charity you care about.
So bring your family together. Do it, you know, get a family involved project going here. I mean, think about how much you use your camera. You are constantly shooting videos anyway. And think about how much you use your UCCU card app or the Prime checking app or whatever it is that your family does. And then get creative and win some money for you and your family.
Yeah, the deadline's coming up on October 15th. Entries will be notified by October 20th of this year. Just go to uccu.com/shortfilm for more guidelines, that is, on how to submit your film.
Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly. Humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Dave and Dujanovic.
As we wait for the release of body cam video of an officer-involved shooting of a 13-year-old boy in Salt Lake City, Dave and I go in-depth today at 10:05. The Salt Lake County District Attorney joins us live to give us insight on the investigation, and also a legal expert joins us as well to talk about when police can shoot a suspect who's running away. Join us today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Just want to remind you that the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is still up and running this morning. Join the conversation at 57500. KSL News Time, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, it's the first day of classes in the Salt Lake City School District. The first day has been delayed because of a pandemic, then last week's windstorm, followed by power outages.
Second, no evacuations have been ordered near Santaquin because of the Goshen fire. At last report, the fire was about 90% contained.
Third, let's see where the problems exist on the roads out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Delays on 56 West stacking up now near 21st South and I-80. I-15 still a little bit heavy at 33rd, but also starting to slow a little bit now from 90th towards 7200 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today and high temperatures around 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 67 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
President Trump takes a brief break from a West Coast campaign swing today for an update on the Western wildfires when he visits Northern California. At least 27 deaths are blamed on the fires. Dozens are missing. The Gulf Coast is preparing for Sally. The slow-moving tropical storm is expected to make landfall later this week as a hurricane, taking much of the same path as Hurricane Katrina did over New Orleans. A search continues for the suspect in the weekend shooting of two L.A. sheriff's deputies. ABC's Matt Gottman says a male suspect can be seen on surveillance footage fleeing the scene.
Both of those deputies are now recovering after surgery. They're now in stable condition. Both of them were shot in the face. The LA County Sheriff telling me he has every available resource thrown into trying to apprehend that gunman, including the assistance of the FBI.
There's a reward of at least $100,000 for information leading to an arrest in the case. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Utah will send out mail-in ballots in less than a month. If you're already registered to vote, there's no need to request a ballot because it will be sent automatically.
But if you're not registered or don't know, you'll need to do some checking. KSL News Radio's elections reporter Lindsay Ehrets walks you through exactly what to do to cast your vote on November 3rd.
Step one is to check to see if you're registered. State Elections Director Justin Lee says the easiest way is online.
If you go to vote.utah.gov, you can, one, check to make sure you are registered. And then, two, if you need to update something or register, go in and do that online. You will need a Utah driver's license to do that.
Don't have one? There's a mail form you can fill out, or you can go to a county clerk's office in person. To get a ballot sent to your house, you have to be registered by October 23rd. The first round of ballots go out October 13th.
Those will be sent to everyone who is registered to vote.
Early in-person voting starts October 20th. Also, keep in mind,
if you've registered to vote for another election this year, or even in previous years, you're likely fine unless you've moved or something's changed.
Just update your address at vote.utah.gov. When your ballot comes in the mail, fill it out, and don't forget to sign it.
When you get down to, you know, county bond number 3 and you have no idea what that is, it gives you time to look at it and become informed.
Then it'll be time to mail your ballot back in. And this might be the most important deadline you need to remember.
The ballot will be counted if it's postmarked no later than the day before Election Day, so November 2nd. After that, people are going to want to take them directly to ballot drop boxes or to a polling location on Election Day.
But putting it in a mailbox on November 2nd does not guarantee it'll be postmarked in time. Now it's Election Day and you didn't register. You can still vote by doing that at the polls.
Last ditch, if somebody doesn't get it before that, they can always go on Election Day, register and vote.
Election officials are encouraging vote by mail because of the pandemic, but if you do find yourself at the polls, for example, in Salt Lake County,
they'll each have their own glove, and then when they have to sign the poll pad, we're giving them each their own little stylus.
That's Clerk Sherry Swenson. She says more polling places will help spread people out, like at Vivint Arena.
They won't be on the basketball court. We need to let them know that in case they're excited and want to show up for that.
To find your closest polling place, vote.utah.gov. And in Salt Lake County, you will get your I Voted sticker with your ballot. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ehrets, KSL News Radio.
Boy, Lindsay's been doing such a great job with that, and great information again this morning. 7:49. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy, finally got the sunshine. Hopefully things are improving on the roads.
Well, it's not as backed up as it was earlier on I-15 in South Salt Lake. Still have some leftover delay, though, at 33rd South near where the crash is. I-15 also pretty heavy, 90th to 7200 South, and some Bangor backups stacking up. 6200 South, 47th South, and at 4100 South, all looking way busier than usual. Eric?
Couple of congested spots in Utah County. Pioneer Crossing, for one thing, as you approach Saratoga Road, a little bit after that for eastbound traffic. And over on 800 North in Orem, westbound traffic is slowing up at the State Street intersection. I-15, though, continues to look good throughout the county. Jason?
And I-15 looking good up north as well. And we're not seeing any delays really on any of your side streets. No accidents to speak of this morning. Rolling smoothly on the west side belt. No problem Legacy right now, 89. They're all at regular speed also. Prime Meridian Healthcare, seek out care early and often with a care team that has time for your personal needs. Reduce, reverse, and reclaim your health and get your life back. PrimeMeridian.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's look at that 7 day. Good morning, Graham.
Hey, Matt, a good morning to you. All of a sudden, things are getting warmer out there. We hit 90 yesterday, and we've got a pretty warm week here. Just about every day is going to be around 90 and sunshine, a little smoky too. So 92 today, tomorrow, sunny around 90, 90 Wednesday, 91 Thursday. Again, sunshine all the while. Won't be quite as hot, 88, a few more clouds on Friday. Now, at this point, it looks like the weekend we can expect bigger changes, with a slight chance, mind you, of showers, thunderstorms on our Saturday. The high that day should be into the low 70s, and then more sunshine on Sunday and a high of 72. But definitely pretty warm. The summer is hanging on this week.
Yeah, a couple more days of it, but we'll look forward to the cooler air coming, yep, too. Right now, sun is up, 67 degrees downtown.
Join Pet IQ's hiring event Tuesday, September 15th and Wednesday, September 16th for a drive-through job fair. Pet IQ is hiring full-time production roles for both day and night shifts. Pet IQ offers a full benefits package, including health care, paid time off, and right now they're offering a $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is redefining pet health, providing a smarter way for pet parents to take care of their pets. This starts with the best-in-class manufacturing facilities. Join the Pet IQ team now. Bring your resume to the
the Pet IQ drive-through hiring event at 1375 North Mountain Springs Parkway in Springville, Tuesday and Wednesday before 6 p.m. Or visit Pet IQ's career page at PetIQ.com for more information. On-the-spot interviews and job offers available for qualified candidates. And take advantage of their limited-time $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is a team-oriented, growing company dedicated to helping pets live their best lives. Attend the event or visit PetIQ.com for more information.
The kids are back in school, and it's time to take care of that quarantine cushion. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Skinny Utah has three convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Do it for you. SkinnyUtah.com.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired, offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Look what the markets are doing so far this morning. The Dow up 280 points. That is right at 1%. The S&P is up 45, and the NASDAQ this hour is up 203 points this hour.
It's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
This past weekend produced some good news and some bad news for BYU football. We'll start with the good news. BYU cracked into the top 25 polls for the first time since 2018. BYU is number 22 in the coaches poll and number 21 in the latest Associated Press top 25. The bad news is that the nationally ranked Cougars won't see the field this weekend. BYU's matchup against Army West Point, who is also ranked this week, has been postponed due to what BYU said was a, quote, small number of positive COVID-19 test results and the resulting tracing exposures within the BYU football program, end quote. According to BYU's press release, the two programs will try to reschedule the game for a later date. BYU's next game will now be on September 26th when they host the Troy Trojans in Provo. Go to KSLSports.com for more on these stories. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
All right, let's get our special morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. You can hear more Jeff's Minutes this afternoon from 3 to 7. They're brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
It's NFL kickoff weekend. Only 5 teams are going to put fans in the stands. The rest of the teams will sweat and grunt in empty stadiums where it remains to be seen whether this will make for exciting TV. One change you're going to notice right away come Monday night. It's this.
'Cause all my rowdy friends drop in on Monday night time.
ESPN has fired Hank Williams Jr. This song has been dumped. Old Hank is out after like 600 years to be replaced by Little Richard. And this.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go. Have time for Saturday night.
Did you hear that? The song even mentions Saturday night. No doubt they'll change it to Monday. One problem, Little Richard is dead. He died back in May. So the song will be performed by an unknown band from Richmond, Virginia, Butcher Brown. Here's one of their other songs.
Does this sound like Monday Night Football?
Or an airport lounge in 1964?
Eh, maybe they'll make some magic.
And as for Hank Williams Jr., who was forced into retirement at age 71, here's another one of his lesser-known country songs.
And all my rowdy friends have settled down.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio. After months of waiting, this week, a bonus episode of the Worldwide KSL Podcast, Cold.
There's a reason why police keep these kinds of documents so secret. It's such an invasion of privacy, and yet when we hear what they're saying, oh.
Cold, an exclusive production of KSL Podcasts, explores the life and disappearance of Susan Powell and the fate of her children and husband, Josh Powell. Download on Wednesday everywhere you find podcasts and on the KSL News Radio app.
KSL News Time is 7:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, as long as that crash is still being cleaned up northbound at 33rd South, we're going to see delays on I-15 in South Salt Lake. That's the case right now. We also have some minor slowdowns in Midvale. I-15 at 90th South towards 72nd. Bangor back up, still thick in West Jordan at 6200, and more than the usual delays at 47th, 35th, and 21st South. Plus some backups on the 201 freeway now between Bangor and 3200 West. Eric?
It's a little bit congested heading north on Foothill Drive now at a couple of spots, 1700 South, and as you approach Sunnyside. Overall, it's not a terrible drive, though, from I-80 up to the University area. I-15, Utah County, that's running smooth northbound and southbound. No crashes. Jason?
And looking good still up north as we see regular speeds as you travel southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake City. No accidents to speak of on the west side belts or on Legacy or 89. Cypress Credit Union received 6 months 0% APR on credit card balance transfers and new purchases, plus low rates, cash back, and rewards. Visit cypresscu.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
It'll be warm today, 92. Matter of fact, we'll stay in the 90s through Thursday. More on that coming up. Right now, 67 downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.